This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Turkey continuing to round up thousands of people, including military and judiciary officials, suspected of having roles in Friday's failed coup. Foreign leaders, including the top U.S. diplomat, is urging Turkish leaders to exercise restraint. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he supports bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup to justice, but warns the government against going too far while restoring order in the country.
We also firmly urge the government of Turkey to maintain calm and stability throughout the country. And we also urge the government of Turkey to uphold the highest standards of respect for the nation's democratic institutions and the rule of law.
The attempted coup and the apparent crackdown in Turkey by President Recep Erdogan's government topped the agenda at Monday's meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. Police in the United States say the military veteran who shot to death three police officers in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday, deliberately targeted the officers. Police officials say Gavin Long was more than 100 yards away when he began carrying out what they say was an assassination of the officers. Louisiana State Police Superintendent Mike Edmondson.
When he engaged those police officers, they were deliberate and they were extremely accurate.
Police said Long appears to have used social media extensively, including up to the time of the attack. His social postings sometimes described violence as an answer to what he viewed as oppression of African Americans. Meantime, police say at least one of the three officers wounded during the shooting attack remains in very critical condition. This is VOA News. Somali officials say at least 14 civilians were killed and several wounded during a shootout between Ethiopian troops and al-Shabaab fighters in southwest Somalia. Authorities say the Ethiopian troops looking for al-Shabaab members Sunday came under fire as they were leaving a village. The chief of the village is among the victims killed. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, is expected at the party's convention tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. Ahead of Trump's arrival, anti-Trump delegates were denied a roll call vote to change the party's rules to avoid being bound to back Trump.
The secretary received requests from a total of 9 states requesting a roll call vote on adoption of report on the Committee on Rules. Subsequently, the secretary received withdrawals, which caused 3 states to fall below the threshold required under the rule.
By the end of the week, the delegates will nominate Trump as its presidential candidate for upcoming November election. Trump will accept the nomination Thursday after outlasting 16 other candidates during the primary election season. Trump's wife, Melania, is among the speakers addressing the delegates this evening. The speakers are expected to focus on immigration, national security, and terrorism. On the Democratic side, Trump will Hillary Clinton will accept her party's nomination at the Democrats' convention next week in Philadelphia. South Korea says North Korea has fired 3 ballistic missiles early Tuesday toward the Sea of Japan. The latest action by Pyongyang comes a week after making threats to take over the planned deployment of a U.S. anti-missile system in the south. The United States and South Korea are planning to set up the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, also known as THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula, to counter Pyongyang's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. The missile development system, the defense system, is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during the final phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. German news agencies are reporting multiple casualties aboard a train in southern Germany. A man armed with an axe went on a rampage before being shot to death. Police say at least 3 passengers suffered serious wounds. Authorities are sorting out a motive for that attack. And U.S. health officials say the man believed to have recently died while infected with the Zika virus in the state of Utah passed the disease to a caregiver before raising questions about how the virus is spread. For details on these stories and more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.